Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Canned Laughter and Coffee. And I can't believe it. Shannon K. Butcher didn't even really know what this was, so we tricked her into being on the program. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just show up wherever they ask me to go, you know.
That is
whatever.
Fantastic. But something you probably don't want a lot of people to know, that you can be, you know, directed, you know, I'll show up anywhere. You could end up, you don't know.
Right. That's true. That's true.
It could be one of those candle parties.
Yeah.
I've avoided them so far because there's just something about it that just, I don't know, it scares me. But I don't know. People invite me over, I want to confirm that there's not merchandise, you know, that I don't have to bring money. And then
right.
I feel better. I'm always good. So, my goodness, you have got so much going on. And, of course, I mean, this series, it's very fun. The Sentinels, right?
Yes. I've been enjoying writing it, for sure.
Oh, well, it's fun to read, so I'm glad it's on both sides.
Well,
and the current is Running Scared.
Right. I cannot say. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I love Roy Orbison's Running Scared, so it has nothing to do with the book, people. Nothing
no.
to do with the book.
No, nothing.
It's
just a good title.
Somebody, there you go. If somebody is not familiar, though, do you want to just describe the series or what's going on? Or just
sure. It's a paranormal romance series as opposed to urban fantasy. You know, it's got one couple, one book, one happily ever after. The books are all tied together. It's kind of a dark paranormal world in which there's this war that's going on with these evil monsters, and you know, the good guys are trying to stop them and save humanity and all that kind of fun stuff. And, of course, you know, there's the chicks who love them and whatnot. So
there you go.
Have a good time with it. And,
there you go. I mean, because you always want to save the world. I mean, just one town or area. Or, you know, go ahead and just save the planet. That's
right.
What I always say. I mean,
yeah.
Go for it. Absolutely.
It's here. You might as well save it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So here's a weird question, sort of, I guess. But the doorbell rings. And you get to say which of your characters is on the other side of that door. Who would you like to bump into?
Oh, Matic.
Who would you let in your house?
Oh, totally Matic, who is a character from a book that comes out in November. He's been in some of the earlier books, but he gets his own book soon. And I would totally, totally do him. And
oh,
my husband would understand.
Oh, okay. So you have clearance
yes.
on that. You've just, yes. okay. Because the doorbell rings and he comes in, you know, you don't want to surprise your husband by,
right.
you know, shoving him out the door. He would know instantly.
He'd be like, it's okay, honey, I'll be back.
I'll give you a couple hours. I'll be back. So your life is not, you're in good hands, basically, when Medic comes through the door.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because paranormals, you don't, I mean, sometimes these guys can be a little dangerous.
Well, but that's why we love them, isn't it? I mean, you know,
yes,
what's not to love about some hot, tattooed, sword-wielding warrior who wants you? I mean, come on.
Well, yes, but you have to have high ceilings, don't you, for the arc of the... I mean,
yeah.
I guess if you picture them in your own domicile, it's kind of a different vibe. So, you know, but...
Yeah, definitely a little bit more threatening.
Tattoos, always. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I might have to talk to my husband.
You know, as long as everything's up front, it's okay.
Yeah. You get the list. What is the standard number of names on the list that you're allowed a freebie? Is it three
one.
Or five? Or
no,
one?
It's one, but it can change.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I always thought it could be, you know, three to five names, but all of them are generally, you know, like, it will never happen kind
well,
of names.
Of course it will never happen.
You know.
I mean, if it could happen, then it wouldn't be fun.
Well, exactly. You know, because, you know, Antonio Banderas, probably it's, what are the odds?
Right.
You know, a billion to one. But still, I like to hold on to that slim, slim hope.
Sure.
Little hope. Woo. And, okay, so, and all today, you had something come out today. The anthology's out today.
Yeah, there's an anthology coming out today with a lot of different authors in it. I've got a story in it. My husband, Jim Butcher, who writes urban fantasy, has a story in it, and several other awesome people. And they're all it's called Dark and Stormy Nights is the name of the anthology, and they're all supposed to be like anti-hero type characters, you know. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope people enjoy it.
Anti-heroes can be tricky. How do you do that? I mean, how do you feel about that? Is there more depth there because they're really not your usual, or do you feel like that's the challenge?
Well, I think they're fun to write because they are more challenging. They're definitely they've got a lot more humor in them because they're so, I mean, you have to pull them kicking and screaming the whole way, and, you know, that's kind of fun. So
torturing,
I do enjoy that aspect.
Torturing male characters is, I think, one of the reasons we do what we do.
Yeah, there's nothing hotter than a man in pain. I mean, you know, my poor husband.
That is a quote right there, though. There's nothing hotter than a man in pain. I think I'm going to have to write that one down right now. That's this one. Man in pain. Absolutely, I see that.
Right.
So this is a collection. It's out now, and Dark and Stormy Nights, and, of course, I love that it is storming, by the way, over, 60% of the country right now has got thunderstorms. And
yes.
So that's brilliant. Did you order that, or was that a special?
Well, you know, you have to sign up for it very early, but,
I heard that. I heard at least 6 months in advance you have to specify, but, mm-hmm. you know, I have been unable to really get that right, so congratulations.
My story takes place in a snowstorm, and there's none of that going on here. So,
no,
but that's all right.
Yeah, close.
Right.
So, but this is different. The anti-hero in the Dark and Stormy Nights. It's a different collection.
Well,
then
this is a little different for me in that it's urban fantasy when I typically write romance. So it's not a romantic story at all. It's more action oriented, and it's a little dark and. Of course, I like my romance dark, too, but it's definitely not my normal fare. So.
No. How did that feel, though? Did you kind of want to push it towards a little bit of a happy, you know, were you trying, was it hard to hold back?
It was, because the setup was just fantastic, but, I mean, you know, in a short story, there's really not a whole lot of room to maneuver, so taking the romance out made it a lot easier to write, I think. I did have to stifle some of those urges that I have, you know. I was able to control myself.
Can't heal the breach, must pull back. There's a character somewhere shaking his fist at the sky, you know. Why me?
Yeah. Why couldn't you? Yeah,
put me in the other book, damn it.
Right. I want a little nookie, too.
Yeah. Oh, sequel, I demand a sequel.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely. Oh, my God. Well, now, are you one of those crazy people where you have a room in your head where all these people hang out and have dinner and bang on you, or, you know, and knock at the door and say, me next, or how are you orderly? You do have an engineering background. Do you queue them up and everybody wait their turn?
I am depressingly boring when it comes to that. My characters all listen to me. I am in control, and they bow to my whim, which, you know, I like that. And I pull them out when it's time for them to come out and serve the story, and then I put them away when it's time for them to go away, and they don't like me very much, but that's okay.
That's okay. Well, you torture. Remember the pain quote. I've got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're probably... That's a trick, though. There are authors that would probably pay you money to teach them that particular, you know, boring, as you call it.
Sanity. I always thought it might be cool to have those voices in my head, so, you know, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. Well, everything's fun for a while. What do they say? There's nothing you really want to do for excessive hours. So I think anything's fun if you could just visit it for a few hours and go, oh, well, that was interesting to have voices in my head.
Right.
And then
you
could, like, turn it off.
There.
Exactly. Yeah. Alaska, nice place to see. You might not necessarily want to be there 365 days a year.
Right,
so
but
I hear.
Afternoons this week would have been nice.
Yeah, don't send me. That is true. But no emails from my Alaskan. No, don't send me hate mail, because, you know, I can't. Just because I don't like my eyeballs to freeze in my head doesn't mean that I don't respect your Yukon choice. There, I said it.
There you go.
Whew. Man, got it. You really have to be careful. People get, they get very possessive about that. No one complains about the weather, though, more than the people I know that live in Alaska. So I don't really understand the psychology of that. Like, if they're there, wouldn't you just embrace it a little bit? But I seem to hear a lot of unhappiness seeping through about the. And I'm in California, so I can't complain. We're not allowed to. It's actually written into the state constitution that we perpetuate the myth about, you know, how it never rains and it's fantastic all the time. So you actually sign a waiver when you cross the line.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that or not. But
no, actually, I didn't know that, but that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a requirement. Yeah. So. Sheila, are you there, Sheila? Are you? Has the fondue party got started? How are you?
I am here. I am here.
Just checking. Because like I was telling Shannon a couple weeks ago, Sheila actually had a party, dinner party at her house during the program. And, you know, that stings a person. Really.
Well, you know what, though? I'm looking at Shannon's website, which is extremely cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's at ShannonKButcher.com for those people who want to look at it with me.
There is a jazz singer that is Shannon Butcher. So if you go to ShannonButcher.com, you will find a jazz singer. I am not
a jazz
singer.
That was my question. Yeah, I wanted to know about the middle initial because I thought, well, that is very interesting.
Yes. You don't want me to sing. That is why there is a K there.
Ah. Although it would be fun if you, like, put a little karaoke on your website just for fun. You could record a little riff and then put it on there. What do you think?
We need to refer back to the torturing people part of my personality, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it fits right in. That's what I'm saying. That's perfect.
If you would like suspense, to be tortured, click here.
Click here. If you.
Now, I found.
It is a gorgeous website. Oh, go ahead.
I found something on the website. You have a calendar. You were just at RomCon.
I was. It was.
And then you have a signing at the Barnes & Noble in Independence, Missouri on August 14th. And then you're going Dragon Con, which I'm very jealous. I have not gone to Dragon Con. I've always wanted to go. I was hoping to go this year, but I don't think I'll make it.
You could ever want. It's awesome.
Wow.
See, now I'm even more jealous. Rub it in, Shannon. It's okay. It's okay.
That's inappropriate index.
I'm going. That's it. I'm maybe not this year, but I think we should go, Sheila. We should just.
And then you're going to go to Laura Lee's Reader Appreciation Weekend, and I may actually make it to that.
Awesome. That would be fantastic. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And that's for 9th through the 12th. Now, but I want to know, what is the Writers Police Academy? You're going to be there in September.
Yeah, it is an awesome, fun thing. It is a bunch of guys who are like police, FBI, that kind of thing, who teach us, you know, stupid writers who don't know anything about police procedural and whatnot. You know, they teach firearms. We get to go to a crime lab. We get to do fingerprint analysis and you know, fire big old guns and
learn
how to clear a building.
That's all kinds
of fun things.
I'm writing crime. I'm going to do it now. If I get to go to the Writer Police Academy, I'm there. As long as I have to run through tires. So
right. I don't see that happening, even if they ask me to do it. I just don't think that would happen.
Stand firm.
Not
absolutely.
Not after they taught me how to use a gun.
Hey. Oh, I'm there. I want to. Me. Okay, everybody. I can't believe it. Time's up. That was Shannon K. Butcher. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so great to have you on the program.
It was fun. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. And everybody join us next Tuesday for more Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And everybody, wherever you are, stay nice and cool and safe. We'll see you next Tuesday.
And don't forget, you can find Shannon's site at shannonkbutcher.com.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.